single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Hello, welcome to Living Life. Today, as we read the Bible together, I want to highlight two key words. One is security, and the other is fruitfulness. I know when I was younger, security really wasn't a word that I liked, nor was I interested in that kind of word. Security, who needs that, right? Fruitfulness, I mean, who needs that? I love words like fun, excitement, interesting. You know, those kind of words were what gravitated my heart. But as I got older and older, perhaps a little wiser, I realized security and fruitfulness is very, very key words. These are key words that define a quality of life. Don't you want a quality life? One that is rich with fruitfulness, and when you are alone, you feel secure inside, you feel safe, you feel you are held together by a living God. Well, in Christ alone, you can find security and fruitfulness. And I want to talk about that after we read chapter 32 of Isaiah, the latter part. And I want you to know those two key words are very, very important in the daily living of our lives. We may not think that, but I want to challenge our thinking, assumption. So let's take a look at the Word of God together and then come back and talk about it.
Isaiah chapter 32, verses 9 through 20. You women who are so complacent, rise up and listen to me. You daughters who feel secure, hear what I have to say. In little more than a year, you who feel secure will tremble. The grape harvest will fail, and the harvest of fruit will not come. Tremble, you complacent women. Shudder, you daughters who feel secure. Strip off your clothes, put sackcloth around your waists. Beat your breasts for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vines, and for the land of my people, a land overgrown with thorns and briars. Yes, mourn for all houses of merriment and for the city of revelry. The fortress will be abandoned, the noisy city deserted. Citadel and watchtower will become a wasteland forever, the delight of donkeys, a pasture for flocks. Till the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the desert becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field seems like a forest. Justice will dwell in the desert, and righteousness live in the fertile field. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. Though hail flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely, how blessed you will be, sowing your seed by every stream and letting your cattle and donkeys range free.
So were you able to pick up those words? Well, it's found in the very first verse, verse 9. And it says, you women who are so complacent, rise up and listen to me. You daughters who feel secure, see right there, secure, hear what I have to say. Verse 10, in little more than a year, you who feel secure will tremble. You see, when you and I depart from God, when we say we don't need you, God, what happens is that you are saying no to security. You see, we feel secure only when we are in the bosom of God. When God holds us, we feel secure. But when we say, you know, I don't want you in my life, and we get away, yeah, we may feel little freedom here and there, a little more fun, excitement. But you know what? Soon enough, the security will become trembling fear in our hearts. Because you see, apart from God, we cannot do anything. Apart from God, there's no joy. There's no fulfillment. And so, soon enough, you realize, you know, the best feeling you can ever have, okay, it's not right after you eat buffet. It's not right after, I don't know, you meet someone you love and you have a great party together. It's not... Well, although that feels amazing, right? It's not even like I have three kids. It's not even playing and having fun with my kids, nor looking into my wife's eyes. All those are great feeling, but the security I'm talking about at the base level, at the very heart level, the soul level, can only be provided by the living God. You see, you need to choose God. When you and I choose to accept God's presence in our lives, what happens is that every other relationship starts to make sense. You can be faithful to all those relationships. Because apart from God, we can never be faithful to all those precious relationships in our lives. When you are right with God, you have right relationship with your work, your friends, your title, your degree, your whatever, your money. There's no way you and I can manage our money and our position and our relationships correctly apart from God. So there's trembling and fear that kicks in. So I want to recommend, urge all of us to choose God as the primary security in our lives. You see, Isaiah is all about impending punishment by God. But it's not a punishment for punishment's sake. It's to restore us, help us to repent and turn from our ways so that we can choose God. We can choose God's security. You see, people who were listening to Isaiah, they were in constant fear of these huge countries that were trying to, you know, eat them up. It starts with Assyrians and then Babylonians. These are superpower, okay? These are not, you know, nice people. You know, they're not going to come in and say, well, if you want to get out, if you want to change your mind. No, they will kill you if you don't listen to them. And so these are very fearful times. And yet, as a little dinky country, albeit they're people of God, but they're still Israelites, you know, and, you know, they're very weak. And so they're listening to this message. And Isaiah is saying, you know what, in God there's security, but apart from God there's trembling. And then he jumps to this whole image of wasteland versus fruitfulness. Wasteland is found in verse 14. It says, citadel and watchtower will become a wasteland forever. Even things like you really trust, like watchtower and citadel, will become what? Wasteland. Wasteland, there's no fruit in wasteland, right? That's the whole reason why it's wasted. Now, verse 15 says, till the Spirit, God's Spirit, is poured on us from on high, and the desert becomes a fertile field. See, that's the transition here. Until 14, it's wasteland. Starting 15, it's fertile field. Why? All the difference is the Spirit, with a capital S. God's Spirit in your life, in my life, will make the wasteland or the desert become a fertile field. Is the only way. If you want security in life, like you want to sleep well, like you want to wake up with a fresh heart, you don't want to feel like, you know, even when you're in the middle of the party, you feel lonely. If you don't want any of that in your life, you got to choose God and His security and His fruitfulness. Because only with God will we bear much fruit. And I will invite all of you to a living relationship with the Holy God. See, God doesn't say, you know what, you fix your problem and come to me. God says, you come to me and I'll be your security. I will make your life fruitful. You don't become fruitful and then get accepted by God. No, that's not our religion at all. It's about God saying, yes, I'll accept you just as you are, wasted as you are, insecure as you are. But with me, you're going to be secure and fruitful. And I'm going to make you fruitful, you know, and multiply. And lovely and empowering to others, be a blessing to others. So I just want to cast this vision of God's blessing in your life. Choose God and make Him your security. Don't worry about where you are. Run to Him today with a humble heart. When God takes your life and my life and makes it fruitful, here are some of the fruits. Peace, starting with verse 17. Quietness. Confidence. Verse 18, secure homes. Rest. See, these words, I don't know, maybe you're too young listening to this, thinking, you know, I'm not interested in quietness and rest and security, you know. But I beg you, these are some of the core state of being that'll make your life most fruitful and happy. happiness that comes from knowing God, having relationship with God who loves you just as you are. So let's run to Him today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's amazing to me how, as I get older, I realize just being right with You and being secure in You is the best thing in the world. Father God, in the most insecure world that we live today, fast-paced, competitive, dog-eat-dog world today, Lord, help me to find peace and confidence only in You. Help people who are listening to my voice, Lord, to choose You and choose You with whole heart so that every one of them can experience the peace that comes only from relationship with the living God. Thank You so much for this time. And I ask that, Lord, You will accept us and embrace us, just like Luke 15, Father. Father God, I love You. I love everything that You do that surprises us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world and stepping in closer, CGN TV.